The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December 22nd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Active crisis calls have jumped 50% in the run-up to the holidays. That's according to officials at the California Parent and Youth Helpline.
The helpline is staffed by trained professional counselors who can listen, help people with self-calming techniques, and direct the caller to appropriate help. It's open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in English and Spanish, with translation services available in other languages. Dr. Lisa Payan-Berlin is president of Parents Anonymous, which runs the helpline.
We've been getting more and more urgent suicide ideation calls, kids reaching out to us through text and live chat. So we're seeing an uptick in that people are calling us in the middle of a crisis to get vital emotional support. That definitely has increased.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Suzanne tells us people can also live chat on the group's website, caparentyouthhelpline.org. And a new report says this year Kentucky became the second state in the nation to pass an exemption to the death penalty for people with serious mental illness.
Signed into law by Governor Andy Beshear in April, House Bill 269 requires that a defendant must have had a documented diagnosis and active symptoms of mental illness at the time of his or her offense. Research suggests 43% of prisoners executed between 2000 and 2015 were medically diagnosed at some point in their lives. Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center, Robert Dunham, says there's been a slow shift toward considering a different approach in sentencing people who are severely mentally ill.
I think there's a growing awareness around the world that it is not appropriate to subject people who are seriously mentally ill to capital punishment. And that's a view that's been growing within the United States as well.
According to the report, with the exception of the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, the 18 executions carried out in 2022 are the fewest on record since 1991. As of this year, 27 people remain on death row in the Commonwealth. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
A Gallup poll released in May found 55% of Americans say they believe the death penalty is morally acceptable. Now from CNN, a major winter storm and cold blasts will impact nearly every state and bring what the National Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation event that will cripple travel on some of the busiest travel days of the year. That strengthening storm will bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest, as the Weather Service warns of life-threatening wind chills for millions. This is PNS. Arizona tribal communities face inequalities every day. One recent Arizona State University grad says she wants to shape public policy to help change that.
Tylisha Yellowhair says changing public policy that guides social services would not only ensure that tribal members receive the care they need, but also help to change the public perception of Native communities. She says tribal communities face challenges like any other, but they hold lots of strength and resiliency. Yellowhair is from the Navajo Nation, originally from Kayenta, Arizona, and currently works in the Office of Health Programs for the Phoenix Area Indian Health Services as a social service assistant. She says she wants her story to serve as an inspiration to others.
I hope that my story being shared can change the image of what people have of Native communities. Like, we too can become professionals. We too can deal with policy. We too have the power to change what's happening around us.
Yellowhair comes from a family of teachers and is the first social worker and public administrator. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And Florida is the 27th in the country when measuring health data, but the annual ranking shows the Sunshine State is behind most other states in funding public health efforts.
America's health rankings from United Health Foundation show Florida is 43rd among states in getting public health funding. Allison Yeager with the Florida Health Justice Project says the consequences of the lack of funding have been on display in recent years,
which left the state ill-prepared for a pandemic, and it hampers our responses to the complex physical, mental, and behavioral health challenges that we're facing.
She adds that a startling takeaway from the report is that Florida ranks 46th for the rate of uninsured residents. Yeager believes that's largely because Florida is one of 11 states that have failed to expand Medicaid. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And finally, our Mike Bowen lets us know South Dakota and other states have seen the effects of so-called forever chemicals.
The major manufacturer of products from cleaning supplies to Post-it notes says it plans to ensure it's no longer producing items containing PFAS chemicals by the year 2025. John Rumpler of the group Environment America says this is an important step in trying to reduce harmful pollutants from reaching natural resources.
PFAS chemicals are toxic and they persist in the environment. They've been contaminating drinking water sources all across the country.
The chemicals were also used in firefighting foam, and the city of Sioux Falls took legal action against 3M and other companies over the presence of PFAS in the soil and groundwater near the city's airport. 3M says it made the decision based on changes in the business and regulatory landscape.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener-supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.